The CU and Terre Haute Community Plan provides a collective vision and long-term plan to develop a thriving and prosperous city, county, and region. On today's Focus on the Community, we will learn more about the new Community Plan Overview with Josh Alsip. Josh is the Director of Community Engagement on behalf of the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to our program this morning, Josh.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you in studio, and you're going to be a popular guy around the radio station for the next 2 weekends because we've got two significant events to talk about. Of course, Brazil 40 Fest is coming up, September 17th.
So yes, yep.
For those that want to know more about that, you've been very active in that for several years, and thanks for your good work there. But today, I wanted to zero in on this CU and Terre Haute Community Plan Mid-Year Report. You're employed by the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. Tell us, I guess, what this CU and Terre Haute Community Plan is all about.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So, as you mentioned, I'm the Director of Community Engagement with the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. In that role, I lead what's called the CU and Terre Haute Community Plan. Really what that is a collective vision for a better and brighter community. And a few years ago, our board of directors came together and decided to take a leadership role in the community planning process. Terre Haute and really the West Central Indiana region as a whole are projected to have a slight decrease in population over the next 30 or 40 years. And we want to reverse that trend. Also, there's also a slight gap that is increasing in terms of the percentage of per capita personal income for our region and the state average. So we're trying to move that up to become 85% of the state average. So really, in generality, this entire community plan is looking to get more people into our county and our region. And additionally, it's looking to increase the quality of life that they have. And it's encompassing of government leaders, of business leaders, of nonprofit leaders. It takes everyone to really move towards all of these goals. There's six pillars within the community plan that was released a few years ago. That's tourism, economic development, infrastructure, talent attraction and retention, health and wellness, and quality of life. And I know that's a lot to remember, but the thing that I would want everyone to take away is that all of these different areas play a role into making a community better. And so we have a lot of people in these individual focus areas that are working with us to better them, that then improves the overall community and makes more people want to live here.
Well, we're definitely not going to dwell on this, but Terre Haute's population, 58,525, according to the most recent data from the U.S. Census, making Terre Haute the 671st largest city in the U.S. Now, the only thing that's a bit negative right now, in 2010, we hit our peak at 60,785, and at that time, we were the 554th largest city in the U.S., and that's according to biggest U.S. cities. .com that I found online, but we have shrunk, and it's probably a combination of, yeah, we've had some big employers that left, which probably has made an impact, but you're right. West Central Indiana, we're struggling to keep pace with the rest of the state, let alone the rest of the nation. You'd like to see the community grow, but for a lot of different reasons, we're struggling to see the kind of average growth that you would like to achieve. So what kind of things can we do to help turn that around? The casino's coming, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's a plus. The Terre Haute Convention Center, which I think was a great investment, and downtown looks different already in my view. That's a plus. So is that kind of where we're going to start kind of building on maybe getting more people in the habit of thinking Terre Haute?
Absolutely. I mean, there is not one single magic bullet that's going to make any community better. It doesn't matter if you're down in Holiday World, even something like that is not going to be a singular fix for a community. And so you mentioned some of the great things that have come or are coming, and absolutely those play a massive role into it. If you look at the mid-year report that we released this week, we're celebrating a lot of the accomplishments that the entire county and region have had over the past 8 or 9 months. And some of those projects are things that are either have opened or are planning to open. The casino is one of those. And those are just 150 total accomplishments this year. And I had a lot of fun being able to compile all of that. And, you know, it includes ribbon cuttings for businesses. It includes new tourism attractions. It includes health and wellness resources such as those at Union Health. And all of those include and add up to a total of over $500 million of investment, which when I first saw that number, it's like, wow, we have all of that money coming into our region. And, you know, I don't think that everybody realizes that. And obviously, I think we all recognize that we still have a long way to go. There's still a lot of work to be done moving forward. But we want to take a step back and just celebrate the accomplishments we've had so far recently. The community plan launched in 2019. And about 6 months after it launched, the world kind of shut down with the pandemic. And so it's taken a couple of years to really get rolling. But now that we're sort of in a normal environment for the most part, I think we're really seeing all of these projects and momentum take off. And really, it's in my position, somebody that is, this is my job to know all what's happening. It's kind of tough to know. And it's fun to be able to keep tabs on all of this, but just even the average person probably doesn't know all of the things that have happened that are planned or are coming. And I can tell you for Vigo County and for the region, there's a lot to be coming down the pike, and it's exciting. And we just need to continue moving forward, because no one is going to come in and make everything better for us. We all collectively can work together to improve the community.
I'll do some quick math for sometimes that people I've talked to that say, oh, you know, Terre Haute, a convention town, that seems silly. Well, no. If you've got a group of, let's say, professional firefighters, and you can convince them to have their annual or Midwest convention here in Terre Haute, I'm just going to use some simple math. 500 members spend the weekend in Terre Haute, and they spend $500 a piece, which, let's say, a couple of nights in a hotel room, some gas, some food, some registration fees. All of a sudden, you've brought in $250,000 that weekend to Terre Haute for just one single event.
Yeah, you've brought in those people. And not only the financial impact, which you mentioned is great, but you have people coming in and spending their time in experiencing what we have to offer. Visit Indiana's research has shown that it's much more likely that someone will consider moving to a location if they've actually been there before.
Good point.
You're not going to move to a place you've never been. I mean, unless you just get an amazing job offer, but statistically, you have to experience that. So a lot of the conventions that you might see, whether it be a firefighters convention, they might be an Indiana association. And if they're already located in Indiana, they are much more likely to consider moving to Terre Haute. You know, if they're in Anderson, Indiana, only an hour and a half away.
Sure.
If there's an opening at the local fire department, they may eventually move here. So, you know, it's the people that are spending the money here, which positively affect the businesses. It helps out the employees, but it also in the long term, that boost in tourism will get more people to just see what we have. It will boost the brand and identity that we have. And then I think in the next decade, we'll see people that begin to move here as a result of this. And again, it won't happen overnight, but it is an amazing opportunity that not every community in the state of Indiana has, and even regionally around the Midwest. So it's a cool opportunity that I can't wait to see what happens over the next few years with it.
So we can't list all 150 accomplishments that have been occurring this year already, but let's give us some highlights of some of the things that will improve the quality of life in and around Terre Haute and Vigo County. You want to touch on some of these accomplishments that are definitely going to be noticed over the next few years?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one I'll touch on is the Ready Grant projects. For those that aren't familiar with that, the state provided about $500 million of investment to quality of life type projects throughout the state. West Central Indiana received $20 million of that money. And specifically, Vigo County received a lot of that as well. And what's kind of cool within that Ready Grant project presentation is that there's, I believe, 24 projects, but just the ones that are Vigo County, at least one is represented with within every single pillar of the community plan, those six that I mentioned. So one, since we were talking about the convention center, is the downtown hotel that's going to go where the old Vigo County School Corporation building is downtown. And, you know, there's going to be a rooftop pool on all of that. There's going to be murals and art on the side as you're walking down. And that's just one example of a transformational project that it's going to look different in a few years going through there. I think you mentioned earlier that downtown Terre Haute already looks different. And it's going to, I think, improve even more. And it's kind of incredible to even think about. Another that I want to mention is in 12 Points, which is another area of Vigo County that has really seen a lot of revitalization recently. 12 Points Revitalization, which is sort of a Main Street type organization, installed a Welcome to 12 Points arch this year that was a community matching grant that was very, very cool. And then also, obviously, we have the convention center, we have the casino. One last thing I wanted to mention on the economic development side is something that's called the West Central Indiana Business Hub. And what that is it's a collection of organizations that are banding together to provide business resources to starting businesses that are starting up and to those that are expanding. Currently, a website launched this year for that that has all of those resources in one place. So that's the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce, Launch Terre Haute, the West Central Indiana Business Small Business Development Center, all of those organizations that are underneath one roof that will really make it easier to start a business. And that's just an example of something that will have long-lasting impact as businesses are able to start and expand as a result of this. It's going to help the economic development and help people get jobs and have higher wages, and is really great.
I like the Riley Spur Trail idea. I've seen that. That's a nice addition for quality of life. Explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so Vigo County, the commissioners are taking the old Riley Railroad and taking out parts of the pieces of it and turning it into a trail. So the funds were approved this year on that project, and it should be complete by, I believe, fall 2023. So there'll be a multi-mile trail that now runs through Riley, and I think also presents business opportunities to pop up, and maybe tourism and restaurants along that area that really provide a lot of opportunity.
You know, the trail that's just on the edge of Rose Holman, what do they call that trail that's there? It's the state and the county put that in several years ago.
It's not coming to the top of my head.
I know. The Twig Rest Park is there, but they've got a name for that actual path. And that's just a very enjoyable path to take a walk or ride a bicycle, walk your dogs or whatever. And we need to see more of that kind of investment because you want people to be active and to have healthier lifestyle choices.
Absolutely.
And getting them out and about not only is good for our health, but that's sort of the things that will attract people from other communities to live here if they know that they've got those kind of positive recreation and parks around.
Yeah, and those are the sorts of things that people look at before moving to a community.
Absolutely.
It's kind of changed and from previous generations of taking a job and then moving to a location. No, people are saying, I want to live here, and then they're finding a job there. And parks and trails are a very big part of that. A healthy community is extremely, extremely important too, because a healthy community equals a happy community. I will admit myself, I don't always live the healthiest lifestyle. I'm working to fix that. But what we found through research too is that in this area, we actually have an incredible outdoor recreation system and trails and parks, with which more will be coming recently or soon. But the utilization of those is pretty low. And so I think to become a healthier community, getting out and about and experiencing what we have to offer outdoors is extremely important. You know, it's something that people consider when moving here, but I think also just getting outside, enjoying the outdoors is important to living a healthier life and then If you're healthier, you're going to be happier. And it all really works together within all of these other pillars.
Let's touch on a couple of things in the time we have left. I'm looking at a handout that you'd given me earlier. Back on April 26th, Terre Haute Community Census Day took place. Apparently, it was a survey conducted completely online, and you had nearly 1,500 responses, a nice mix of college students, high school students, residents, and visitors giving their thoughts of what they liked and maybe didn't like in Terre Haute. Give us some highlights of that report, if you would.
Yeah, and I can touch, go back a little bit and explain why we did this. So obviously the community plan is very data oriented, but what some of the data sources that you'll find from the U.S. government census, it doesn't really show you how people are feeling in your community in real time. So what we did this year was to develop basically what's called a sentiment survey, where we just had residents and visitors and high school students and college students go on and answer a bunch of different questions about how they feel about the community. And we had 1,500 total responses that you mentioned, and really, really great results from that. And so we were able to dig a little deep into it, and we identified a couple of key findings from that. So first was, I think that residents in particular have sort of a negative self-esteem when talking about the entire community. And what was really interesting, though, when we asked them some individual questions, some agree or disagree questions, like, do you feel that Terre Haute is a safe community? Do you think that there's a lot to do? The answers were actually very, very, very positive, the most positive of all of the groups. But when you asked them about the overall community, it was the most negative by far. And it's kind of a fascinating piece because it showed that we just sort of have a low overall self-esteem, which is not great for a community. Then when we asked them whether they think that Terre Haute is changing for the better, an overwhelming margin, I think maybe more than the highest positive margin of any question in the entire survey, said they do feel like things are getting better. So what we identified was that we sort of have a negative self-esteem, but people think that things are getting better. And when you ask them about those individual parts of the community, they're pretty positive about it. So it's sort of a mindset shift that I think once we realize all that's happening and all that is going to happen, because again, we know that we're not where we need to be yet, that there's still a lot of work to be done. But I don't think that we always know everything that's happening, because as I mentioned earlier, those 150 accomplishments are probably not every single thing that's out there. It's as much as we could find, and we're continuing to add to that list. But once you start to see all of these different areas that are incrementally getting better and improving, you start to see that, you know, in 5 or 10 years, we may have a community that looks a whole lot better even than what we have today, which I still think looks good. But that's why we wanted to highlight the positive things we have going on. We realize that there's still work to be done. There's still things to improve. And we know that people still want more. But I think today, moving forward, kind of out of the pandemic, we're heading in the right direction. And really, we're excited for what the future is going to bring.
I see positives about this region, Terre Haute especially. It's a low-cost place to live, first of all. Now, some people that are struggling to pay anything right now, I get that it's tough right now. But but if you compare us with a lot of other Midwestern communities, I mean, the cost to live here is reasonable. Our location is good. I mean, we really are the crossroads of America. I like the fact that I'm nearby to the Indianapolis airport if I decide to fly again, which, if things ever settle down in the air again, I might start flying more. But but that's nice to be close to the capital city, let alone one of the best airports in North America right now. So that's a positive. Can you think of any other positives or things that really stuck out in the summary of the finding that maybe has got you and some other principals at the chamber talking?
You know, I talked through a lot of it. If you do look through the survey, and it's available online, those results.
Is that the Terre Haute Chamber website?
Yeah, the Terre Haute Chamber website. Okay. And we actually developed a dashboard that has some of these metrics on them. I can't remember the hyperlink off my exact head.
All you got to do is go to TerreHauteChamber.com and then /community/CU in Terre Haute/dashboard.
So there you go.
But
not
too long. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it.
Yep.
But 106,380 people was the population in 2021 for Vigo County. And let's see, before we move on to the next big part, I think, of building a better community, let's face it, one thing that has to be dealt with, the school situation. I mean, I know the referendum to upgrade the schools got badly defeated in the recent election, but boy, that's got to be on the mind of you and other chamber leaders, because let's face it, if you're going to move to Terre Haute from wherever, Peoria or whatever, you're going to take a look at local schools and the conditions of the buildings. And right now, that's probably a weak spot for Vigo County, isn't it?
Well, I think that obviously schools are very, very important. It's, you know, we were talking about trails earlier. When people look to move to a community, schools are up there near the top in terms of consideration.
Absolutely.
You know, the Chamber of Commerce was supportive of the referendum. It ended up failing. And it's definitely, I think that everyone, even those that, you know, voted no for the referendum, realizes that the schools need to be upgraded. So I think that all of that's still kind of being figured out in the next direction on where that needs to go. But again, I think that all parties recognize that, you know, there's upgrades to be had. It's just figuring out what exactly that is.
What's the right, you know, recipe, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I see that being probably one of the most important things that Vigo County has got to figure out in the next few years. What are we going to do with the three high schools, let alone upgrade those and improve the middle schools and the remaining elementary schools? Because people get very particular and emotional about their schools, and you never want to see more schools being closed, but you want to take care of those buildings and make sure that people do take pride and we don't have a self-esteem issue when it comes, because that could be part of why the self-esteem issue is so low on this survey, is when they think about, you know, I can remember growing up as a young boy in Sullivan, and when South and North were built in the early 70s, we thought, wow, this is like a Taj Mahal. But now here it is 55 years later, and those things are in bad shape.
Sure. Yeah. And that recipe, I think, is kind of currently being concocted on all of that. And I don't have all the details on all of it, because I don't think it's been figured out exactly.
But no, and you've got the school board that'll have to just dive into this along with their local leader, with Rob Hayworth, the superintendent. I'm sure he'll come up with a new plan. But I noticed in the Tribune Star this week, we've got a bunch of new faces that are signed up to run for school board. So who knows what the new board might come up with once they're installed next year. So.
Yeah, but you know, luckily I think we have a pretty good school corporation, and honestly, Terre Haute is blessed to have four higher education institutions. You know, when you look around, when you look around the state, there are very few communities that have that talent pool like we do there. So, yeah, certainly there's work to be done kind of in that talent attraction or retention area. But I think it will be figured out, whatever it exactly is, and we'll get there.
Yeah. Indiana State obviously plays a big role. Ivy Tech, St. Mary the Woods College. But again, you got one of the top engineering schools in the world just right down the street at Rose Hulman. You know?
Yeah. It's one of those things. You drive by it probably at least once a week, and you don't fully recognize all that we have there. And really what I think is cool, and you kind of touched on, is that not only do we have four higher education institutions, but they're all different. You kind of have the state school in ISU. You have that world-class engineering school. You have Ivy Tech. And you have the St. Mary of the Woods, which is a really unique private school. And it's just that diverse mix of colleges. I struggle to think of really any other city, county, or region in the state that has that different makeup of colleges. So it's pretty cool, and I've lived here my whole life, and I probably didn't really appreciate that until recently. And so that's just one of those things that you know, when you live somewhere for a long time, it's easy to think, okay, this place has got it better. You know, if I move to Hawaii, it's just going to be amazing.
but then you can't afford to live there. So,
yeah,
you know.
No, I mean, yeah. That's the thing. And So, but when you really just take a step back and you look at everything we have already, the progress that's happening, and then I think the progress that is going to happen, we have a really good opportunity for a good future. So,
and I would agree with that. And I think too, when the older you get, home becomes more important for a lot of reasons. So, well, Josh, keep up the good work. And if people would like to know more about what's going on, check out that Terre Haute Chamber website and take a look at the survey and the research they've done, as well as the vision that the chamber has for Terre Haute and Vigo County. And good things are happening. It just doesn't happen overnight, does it? So.
Yep. Nope. It's going to take time, and it takes everybody.
That's exactly right. So, well, Josh, thanks again for taking time today to talk about the Terre Haute Community Plan, and we'll look forward to talking to you again as early as next weekend as we dive into the big 40 Fest over in Brazil. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFNB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. Thanks again to Josh Alsop. He is the Director of Engagement for the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. I'm Dave Crooks, and thanks for listening.